Hi, I'm James Williams with Discovery News. I'm here at the Kettler Ice Arena for the Washington Capitals practice. This week, the NHL is debuting some new uniforms, just like the jersey that I have on. And there's a lot of buzz about the technology that's gone into these. We're going to find out what that technology is.
As the first games of the NHL season get underway over the next few days, one of the biggest advantages these new uniforms supposedly bring to the ice is their super ability to wick water away from the body.
So most of the players today are wearing the next-to-skin technical apparel that you're seeing out in the marketplace that helps kind of moisture management is a term that you hear, kind of pulls the moisture away from it, from the player. And that's also an important aspect of this uniform system.
According to the company that designed and manufactures the new uniforms, Reebok, keeping moisture from soaking into a player's uniform means less weight the player will have to carry with him throughout the course of a game. A heavier uniform means more energy will need to be exerted, which ultimately means less energy to score goals and skate towards the end of the game. The old uniforms soaked up water like sponges, but not these.
Yeah, you see like that one's soaked and that one, I mean, water's clinging to it, but it's not like...
The beads up there, huh?
Yeah.
Reebok wouldn't discuss specific details of the technology used in the uniforms, so I turned to Kim Blair, who helped test the new uniforms, to explain how this wicking phenomenon generally works.
In any of the wicking fabrics that are out there, the textiles are hydrophilic, and that means they attract water, and so certain threads in the fibers will attract water, and then the water will run along those fibers. So the idea is, as opposed to cotton, which doesn't wick, for example, cotton, you know, once you sweat in a certain spot, that water just kind of hangs there. These wicking fabrics actually pull the moisture away from the spot that it's accruing at and spreads it out over a larger surface area of the fabric. Then you have a bigger surface area with which wind or whatever can interact with it, or just the natural air can interact with it to lift the moisture away from the garment faster than it would if it just kind of sat there in a big clump.
The water moves through the hydrophilic fibers using capillary action. It's the same principle at work when you dip a straw into a glass of water and the water creeps up the sides of the straw. The water molecules are attracted to the molecules in the straw, or in our case, the fibers in the jersey, and start moving. Eventually, the water covers a wide surface area and evaporates. Reebok's also added what they call beadaway technology that repels fluids and keeps moisture from soaking back into the uniform. Reebok says the new uniforms soak up 76% less water over the course of a game compared to the old ones.
With our old jerseys, it was almost like a towel. Like, you know, anytime you sweat, it was almost like it absorbed it. So obviously, you know, throughout the game, your jersey was getting heavier. These ones still absorb a little bit, and I mean, you can see it on the back of, you know, if you look at a guy's back at the end of practice, it's wet. But I think they absorb less, and I think they breathe a little bit more, so it makes, you know, it might be a little heavier by the end of practice, but it's not as heavy as the old ones would have been.
The NHL says they're continuing to work with Reebok and that more improvements to the uniforms are on the way in an effort to make the fastest game on ice even sleeker, safer, and more comfortable for the players.
For Discovery News, I'm James Williams.